Brianne's on the phone. Our good buddy Brianne Heldman. It's been a while. From nextmovie.com.
How are you guys? Glad to be back.
We're fabulous. How are you?
Good, good. Excited about these summer movies.
Yes, it is all superheroes all the time, or at least almost all the time. And if you consider Mr. Chow a superhero in The Hangover, then it would be all superheroes all the time.
Yeah, it certainly would. I think that it's a big superhero summer. I think it's also going to be a surprisingly big summer for comedy.
Is that right? Okay, well, good. What about, let's go backwards before we go forwards. What did you think of Thor?
I really liked Thor. I thought, you know, at the end of the day, it's still Thor. It's not exactly the story that... Thor's kind of a punchline, let's face it. So, but they pulled it off. It was no Iron Man, but it was still really fun. What do you guys think?
I haven't seen it yet. Natalie Portman's in. I'm a big fan, but as I told you on email, it's not exactly Scarlett Johansson in latex like Iron Man, but it's probably not bad. I've heard good things about it.
Very true, and Natalie is wearing a lot of layers through the whole movie. There's no slinky dress like Pepper Potts wears. There's no sexy Scarlett Johansson outfit.
Was she pregnant when they shot this thing?
Shirtless a lot.
Was she knocked up when they shot this thing or not?
I don't think so.
Well, that's annoying then. I just got there's no excuse for that.
Nope.
But I guess after you've already done the thing she did in
Black Swan.
Yeah, Black Swan. I mean, you got to go the other direction, right?
Yeah, she's kind of like, look, I've shown you everything between this and Your Highness. You've seen it all. Here's me in a plaid flannel shirt.
I never saw Your Highness.
I didn't either, to be honest.
Okay.
But supposedly she had a body double for some booty scene.
Okay.
Well, I heard that. Was that actually confirmed?
I always have one too. What's okay? So let's talk about what's coming out, and if you can, just maybe you've got a list in front of you. I don't know, but maybe a little bit of chronological order as far as the movies that are coming out. I saw a preview today for Green Lantern, I guess, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then there's the one about, there's an X-Men movie coming out. So, yeah, just if you can kind of keep us a little bit chronological so we can kind of mark our calendars.
Sure. Well, this weekend is going to be all about Bridesmaids, which I have to tell you is awesome. It's so funny. And
for dudes
guys
or for
are
you?
Going to love it, too. No, okay. The dudes that I was with loved it as much as I did.
Okay.
Give it a shot, I'm telling you.
What did he like about it so much?
You were with a red-blooded American man that likes to eat red meat and beer?
He didn't like the wedding gowns.
Absolutely. From Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
And he loved it.
What part did he love about it?
It's just really funny.
Actually, the preview looks pretty good.
It still has some kind of raunchy
perfect
humor that you get out of your Hangover kinds of movies. And, yeah, they're still puking and all that good stuff.
Wow. I'm sold. I just love raunchy and puking. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
But now the previews do look good.
That's any comedy.
Okay.
And then the following weekend, we've got Pirates.
Oh, yes.
The Return of Jack Sparrow.
I actually read a story about that. First of all, they're already planning the next one. The other part was that Johnny Depp apparently is really an awesome dude. He
really seems like an awesome dude.
Apparently, he was at a hotel, and I don't know if they were in the London area or where they were, somewhere in England. And instead of staying at some fancy hotel that a lot of the folks were staying at, he stayed at some little joint and then would spend time in this little pub. And he left a 300-pound tip for the pub staff, which I assume is a lot of money, and then left a $400 tip the next night.
That's awesome.
I don't even know how much that is, but I think
a
it's a lot.
Is more than a dollar.
Okay, well, yeah, this guy said it's about $1,000. So all I know is Johnny Depp's pretty cool, and I want to wait on him if I'm ever...
That kind of makes me want to go be a barback or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you, but I don't make $1,000 a night, so that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
Yeah. Okay, well, Pirates is going to be good, I think. And you add Penelope Cruz in the mix. How could you miss on that one?
Yeah, and Ian McShane as Blackbeard is just the most perfect casting I could think of.
Okay, I dig that.
Then the following Memorial Day weekend, we've got Hangover and Kung Fu Panda 2.
Mm-hmm. Something for the kids.
Double punches for those. And the following weekend is X-Men First Class. Which looks exciting. I'm excited to see a reboot of this series. I'm excited to see Jennifer Lawrence do something a little different from Winter's Bone.
Yes.
Does
she wear flannel throughout this thing or not?
Oh, no. She's in, like, full liquid latex bodysuit. It's going to be his off.
I mean, yeah, that sounds okay.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. You could see, if anybody who saw Winter's Bone, you could go, and I don't know about this deal, but you could say, yeah, there's a cute chick in there somewhere. She didn't exactly doll herself up. And that's pretty risky for her first major role. But, I mean, what are you going to do? I guess you got to take them where they come. But when she was
this
dressed
is
for the
Oscars. The opposite of that.
Well, she was dressed for the nines for the Oscars, and she opened a lot of people's eyes, probably.
Yeah, they kind of went ahuga.
What was it?
With that dress at the Oscars.
I've never done that before, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a real word.
All right.
Then June 10th is Super 8, and I got to tell you that other than Harry Potter, that is the number one movie I'm most excited about.
Super 8?
Yes.
Who's in that?
What is that about?
So good. It's Elle Fanning and Kyle Chandler. It's not really about the stars, but it's the genius combination of J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg doing an alien actioner that's going to feel, I've seen 22 minutes. It feels very E.T.
Mm-hmm.
It looks spectacular.
Hmm. Okay.
Don't miss that one.
I'm sold.
I think it's going to be the big summer sleeper.
And I can take my kids?
I think so.
Okay. Or Pat can take my kids, better yet?
I have to see
they'll
more of
be
it
the
to
same.
Tell you, be able to tell you if it's not too scary for kids.
Oh, but. No, they don't get scared. They live with me. It's just a matter of if there's too much sex or language. That's really all we mark out on.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Some of the other big ones coming up, got Green Lantern the following weekend.
What weekend are we on now? I'm sorry.
We were on...
What's Green Lantern? What weekend is that?
Green Lantern is June 17th.
June 17th, okay.
Cars 2nd, Cars 2 the following weekend, June 24th.
Got that. Definitely going to see that one. We've seen Cars 1 4,600 times at my house.
And then, keeping with the car theme, July 1st, Transformers.
Nope. I'm done. I'm out on Transformers.
Yep.
I'm finished.
Nope.
I cannot take any more of Shia LaBeouf running around with the Transformers. I'm done. I'm out.
With a girl that is way too hot for Shia LaBeouf.
Ooh, which one?
Ooh.
Well, now it's Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who's one of the Victoria's Secret angels.
Yep.
And she is gorgeous.
Well, yeah, they realize Michael Bay's like, all she's got to do is be hot. She doesn't have to be able to act anyway. Let's just grab a Victoria's Secret model. Let's quit screwing around here and quit pretending like we're trying to get somebody who can actually act.
You can't see her in real life being with Shia LaBeouf.
No.
Okay, well, what did you
knocked up? He's
actually
in real life dating Jason Statham.
I like Jason Statham, actually. He could beat Shia LaBeouf up with two fingers.
See, I have a problem with that, too. I cannot. When they pair the two act across each other, just don't get it. They don't make sense in real life. I can't get behind it.
Oh, no.
No, I just can't.
Hey, Brianne, ask him about how much he likes, Knocked Up. Ask him how much he liked Knocked Up.
How much did you like Knocked Up?
Do you really think that those two could hook up with each other?
They would not. I am not a fan of that movie.
Thank you very much. This girl's brilliant.
Okay.
She'd be on every day, this girl.
Stay with him.
Brianna's with...
Exactly. Especially, do you think that the sister would leave her drunk sister there at the bar to be picked up by Seth Rogen? Come on.
Yeah, she's
no.
She's
yeah,
stupid
no
enough, she probably
would. Do that.
Brianne Helbman of NextMovie.com joining us. So, I liked it, personally, but what do I know? You know what? You women always lie, then. You're all liars, then. I mean, it's like, what do you like? I like a sense of humor. Well, maybe why can't she actually like a sense of humor? Because we know none of you do when you say it.
He couldn't have made him
you
laugh
know, the
that
thing
much.
Is that, like, he wasn't even that funny, and he was doofy and unambitious. Like, she was super ambitious and super gorgeous.
He was starting his own website. Hello.
Yeah, not a website she wants to go tell mom about.
All right. Fair enough.
So July 15th, the biggest event of the summer.
July
15th. No matter what you're doing, forget July 4th.
July 15th.
It's Harry Potter Part 2.
No, nope.
Come on, Brianne.
Excuse me, where is it?
I think about it.
I hate Harry Potter so much, I can't begin to tell
you. How did you get behind
and
this?
And here's the other thing. Harry Potter's like 42 years old now. Enough already.
Is he still a wizard?
I mean, get out of school, kid. How long you got to be at the school, for goodness sakes?
Well, he dropped out. Now he's just going to fight.
He's a dropout?
And I don't know that, and I'm proud that I don't.
I think about this movie, and I get tears in my eyes.
You do not seem like a dork to me. I never would have guessed that. I mean,
I'm
honestly.
I'm a total dork.
Really?
Yes.
I'm really surprised.
Is Emma Watson in this movie?
Yes.
Okay. I can get down with it now.
And the big kiss that everybody read 7 books to get to happens at the end of this movie.
He's a slow worker. It took him 7 books to kiss the girl? What is wrong with this guy?
I can't wait. Hey, 35 books from now, look out. He gets to second base.
How many thousands of pages did it take for Ron and Hermione to finally smooch?
You know what?
You know what?
Female, they are the same as guys. That's all they've been waiting for.
If 7 books,
the sex scene.
If it takes 7 books for him to get a kiss and I never read them, did they actually get written at all? I'm not reading it.
Was it a good kiss? French? What kind was it? Peck in the cheek?
It's probably like the Bieber, Selena Gomez kiss from the other day.
It'll probably be something like a Bieber Gomez kiss. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did it read? Was it passionate?
It was hot and exciting in the book.
Well, I bet it was. It was magical.
It was magical.
What about his wand? Where was his wand at the time?
Big guy.
Well, I'm just curious. He's a wizard.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the jokes?
Maybe he put it in his pocket.
Did she? Or are you just happy to see me? Did she? She smooch him after the big Quidditch championship or something?
No. He killed a Horcrux.
Same difference.
He killed a Horcrux. Where is it? Reno. So he. Is he a good Quidditch player? What's his? Is he like a legendary Quidditch player? Is he just all right?
Harry is a legendary Quidditch player.
Is he really?
Oh, he's famous.
Yeah, Ron was just lucky, but
I mean, do you have
Harry
to?
Harry legendary.
How athletic can it be? It's like playing like slow pitch rec league softball. I mean, the kid's glasses never even fell off during the game. How tough could it be?
Is he the LeBron James of Quidditch?
I think it takes a lot of core strength to stay on
core strength. Okay,
yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Does Harry Potter have a nickname? The wizard of Quidditch or something?
I don't think.
No, but you know, if he lived in our time, he'd probably be H-Pot.
H-Pot. I got a nickname for him, but I couldn't say it on the air.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. rhymes with loose leg. That's all I know. Anyway, I'm out. Okay, what else we got? What about for the rest of us who aren't super nerds after July 15th? What can we look forward to?
Well, you can look forward to Captain America, which comes out July 22nd.
That dude's got core strength.
Mm-hmm. He's got core strength and then some.
Okay. Who's the hottest superhero? I mean, as far as actors playing superheroes, in your opinion?
Forgetting what the movies are going to be, I love Ryan Reynolds.
He seems like a good guy. I can't decide.
Funny
who's,
and just so darn cute.
I can't decide whose side I'm on the whole breakup. Although I would say that he's the big winner. No matter who he ends up with, it's not going to be worse
you
than Sean Penn.
You can't decide, Sean. That's gross.
Sean Penn is gross. That
I
really,
do like him, though.
That was a huge...
That is weird.
Isn't that strange? Thing. What's the scoop? Don't you have any MTV New York inside information on that? I mean, that is the weirdest thing ever.
Is he gonna,
I wish I did, but they're both weird, so it kind of works. I mean, it's like one of the... He always ends up dating these girls where it's like, well, it doesn't make sense, so that's... Yeah, that
makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't have him drugged up.
I mean, they're both strange.
Okay.
I think Ryan's probably pretty normal, but probably not that normal. In my mind, he's very normal. Yeah.
In your mind, he's very accessible,
In your
too.
Mind, he's sitting right next to you,
also
I bet.
Also that.
Exactly. Okay.
Wouldn't take 7 books for that kiss to happen.
Ain't no doubt, buddy.
Wouldn't
take 7 minutes.
That's right.
All right, what's next?
The same weekend as Friends with Benefits, the comedy between Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake, which I think looks really funny and fun and so much better than the Natalie Portman version of this that came out in January.
Is this the same movie?
It's basically the same movie.
Pat hated the first one.
Say that which
Friends with Benefits, Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that. Wait, kind of like what happened with Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, we just saw this one.
No, it's that like exactly sense. The same movie.
It's there's but, no such thing, right, Brian? I mean, Friends with Benefits, no such thing, is there?
It doesn't really work. I mean, I think everyone tries it at some point, but it doesn't really work.
Not me.
No, I mean, you know what?
Ends up getting so clingy and...
Who, guys? Yeah, they do.
They do.
The guy.
Of course they do.
It is annoying. Pat tried that with me, and I'm like, no, bro. I don't roll like that. It's all right, though.
You didn't quite have
I mean, I find, you're,
as
listen,
much benefit.
Honestly, I mean, you're a good-looking guy. You are, but I just don't think it'd work out.
You know what? I'm willing to take a shot with somebody. I don't know. You know, I don't want to prove your theory wrong. I want to prove it wrong, Brian.
Do. Next time I'm on, I want you to report back.
Okay.
The problem is just convincing somebody to try it.
That's it. Well, first of all, he doesn't really have any female friends.
Right.
He don't really have that many male friends.
That could pose a problem.
So you want two things. Either you make some new female friends, or you could switch teams. Either way.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
They could see right through what I'm trying to do.
What else you got?
So July 29th is Cowboys and Aliens with Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig.
Did you say Harrison Ford?
I said Harrison Ford.
Is he a cowboy or an alien?
Is he alive? I do like Daniel Craig.
I don't know which. I'm pretty sure that Harrison Ford is a cowboy in this one. Daniel Craig, I don't know.
I like Daniel Craig. I'm looking forward to the next Bond. He's a good Bond.
Yeah, and hopefully that Bond will actually happen. It looks promising. Finally.
I did see some reports. They're gonna set a record for product placement in the movie, which is a little bit disappointing. But if they have to hoe themselves out to give me another installment, I'm fine.
Yeah, I think that's most people's feeling about it, that they would rather suck it up and deal with that over not having another Bond movie.
Yeah, I like. I'm a Malcolm X philosophy kind of person, by any means necessary. So whatever they got to do to get me more Bond, give me more Bond.
I watch far too many shows on the CW, so I'm almost blind to the product placement at this point.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? It doesn't matter to me, and I don't really know. I actually went back and watched Casino Royale the other night and was looking for some product placement. There was some in there, but whatever.
No big deal.
Okay. Is that it? Or we got some in August?
You want some August?
I want whatever you got.
Okay, all right. Well, also July 29th, you've got the Smurfs, which could go either way.
Was that?
Probably a negative way. Stupid Love.
No, I'm just. Is this a human Smurf or an animated Smurf?
It's an animated Smurf, but interacting with humans, kind of Garfield like.
Oh, jeez. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. Double.
Why do they need to?
That can't work. Come on, either or.
Why do they need to do this to our childhood shows?
Either or.
Ugh.
Make up your mind.
That same weekend is Crazy Stupid Love, which is a comedy with Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell and Emma Stone that looks pretty funny.
I'm kind of over Ryan Gosling. Okay.
Okay.
He's had enough.
August 5th is Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the reboot of the Planet of the Apes with James Franco.
Wait a second.
Mixed feelings in our office about that trailer.
Is he an ape or a person?
I'm not sure. But, in real life, not totally sure either.
Well, exactly right.
Was Matt Damon in the
Planet of the Apes? In real life, he's a stoned ape.
What? Was Matt Damon in the Planet of the Apes movie?
No.
There was a lookalike, I think. And then the girl that was in there was cute, but I can't remember her name either.
Yeah, she disappeared off the face of the earth rather quickly. So for that last Planet of the Apes movie.
That's good stuff.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
I mean, if you can't improve on the original, don't bother, I say.
Well, this one, I guess it could. We'll
better.
See. Like I said, in our office, there were people who were like, oh, that trailer's awesome. And I was like, oh, that looks terrible.
Thank you. I'm not going to see that. Okay.
So August, not as exciting as July and June, to be honest, but we've got on the 12th, The Help, which is the adaptation of a best-selling novel, but probably a little more chick-friendly than a lot of the rest of the summer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And on the 19th, Conan the Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
Who's playing Conan?
Jason Momoa, who is on, on HBO, Game of Thrones.
Oh,
which one is
that.
He? Oh, is
and
he?
He's the Conan the Barbarian character on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he plays Conan in Game of Thrones. He's he is the. Oh, I gotta think of this. This is gonna bug me. He's the Dothraki king.
Yes. Ooh, good job.
His name is Khal Drogo.
Drago.
That's right.
Good job, man.
You need me? I watch that show. I can't keep track of anyone's names.
Oh yeah, but it's an awesome show. Don't you like it?
It is really good.
If you're a dude, it's perfect. I mean, there's lots of swordplay and fighting and arguing, and there's nudity. And for the girls, of course, there's a lot of catfighting and behind-the-scenes talking and gossiping. I mean, it's got something for everyone.
Yeah, it's really good and just wonderfully shot, too.
You know. And I didn't know they used the F-bomb so much back then. But apparently it was very common back in the Dothraki.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
And that pretty much closes out the summer.
Well done.
Brian, that
well
was an
done.
Excellent report, and I appreciate all the interruptions you allowing all those to take place, because we're very bad about that.
I enjoy them.
Well, I think you're fabulous, and I appreciate that. There is a lot to look forward to this summer.
There is. There is. There is even a lot to look forward to if you're not into Harry Potter and if you're not into superheroes.
All right. Well, listen, great stuff, and we can always follow along at nextmovie.com.
Yep.
We will visit with you again soon.
Great.
Take care, my friend. Thank you for coming on with us.
No problem.
Enjoyed it.
Bye.